Brings down the what's halacha popelin. So the Gemara brings down that since we're stira in terms of whether popelin is considered meichel, not considered meichel. The Gemara says yesh chalak in something which is rutiv, something which is wet, and something which is dry. But something which is when they're dry, the pshat is something which is not derech to eat it by itself. The person that eats it by itself, something that personally says they teruvus. So being that person doesn't eat it, therefore it doesn't get a bracha. Mashenke, when it's rativ, when it's wet, then a person does eat it, and therefore it gets this bracha. Mashal is, what bracha does it get in a situation that it's, when the pupil is rativ, what bracha does it get? So the pashtus is, the Gemara brought a raya from that pupil is chayav arla. Arla is only something which is bright creates, not something which is bright adama. So kipshute, the pasha of it is that the mashmois is that kipshute should be eitz. That's what the Rosh says. That kipshute popelin when they're lach, being the whole raya was from arla. So the pasha of it is going to be eitz. The problem is shita serif. Hey, it's not working. This.
No.
I'm not sure what happened over there. Oh, it's not setting. Okay. The problem is the Shita Sarif is the Rif says that you make Adam on it. So the Shaila is, what's the Pshat to make Adam on it? The Chor, the Gemara brought it right from Arla. And if it's Arla, the Chor should be a fruit. So what's the Pshat in the Rif that you make Adam on it? So the Rajba says a very interesting Nusach. The Nusach of the Rajba is, the Rajba says that even though Be'etza maybe it should be a fruit, but since a person doesn't plant it, al das, most of me like they teruvus, and normally a person does not eat in this matzah. So since a person normally doesn't eat in this matzah, therefore carve out double really should be shahakal, since it's not dati dahachi. Since some people eat it when they're wet, therefore ksas don't do like that, therefore it's going to be adam. We had it before you cited something which is not a dacted haki, which isn't shakal. No one eats like that. So this thing is something in between. That it's not a dacted haki normally, regularly don't do it. Most of you eat it, the terubis only by itself. Since there's ksasme adam, so it's like a middle type of gada, therefore it's not going to be shakal, and it's going to stay adam. That's the mala for the rashi. It's interesting gada. No. Roy people are not a dacted haki. Since Roy people are not a dacted haki, they don't do it. So therefore, Kipshuta is more mistake to be shahakal, it's not that dahi. Now, since it's ksasme adam, it doesn't lose kashivas the gamri to make it that it's not in the 8th adama world, and we're going to put it down to adama, which is very interesting. It's like a new type of guy. And Ban says more of a nosa that it's the reason why it's adama is because it's not priya 8th, it like grows from the etzam 8th. And being that it grows from the etzam 8th, it's not priya 8th. And that's the reason why it's me Adama. Yeah, there's another point that makes the Rambam in Hilchos Arla is not being a Pupus Chayv in Arla. So the Babe, why is Rambam bring it down? The Chayv the Gemara says Pupus Chayv in Arla. So there's a plan to say that the Rambam held that the Rambam held that Hayor Meir Imer, Dafka Meir. Meir held it's Chayv in Arla. The Chum Machilik, it's not Chayv in Arla. And being the Chum Machilik, therefore the Rambam doesn't bring it down. Therefore, it's not considered a Priya Eitz, and it's considered Priya Adam. How do we pass it? The Chaber in Sif as well says, Topo Zim, Zaysim. What do you say? Yeah, that's just like the question. The Rambam doesn't bring it down. They say, Elamai, I was doing it for a Meir that we see it's has a shame moichel, right? The Arla is a shame moichel. The body of Rachel, it's not shame moichel, it's not pre-eats. That's the more than that. Something Mechudish took mouth. Fine, how are you passing? Sifta Zayin brings down the purple of Zimli Vashem. Ain't that Chacham in the day Truvis, you don't make a brach at all. It's not normal to eat it, you don't eat a day Truvis. You eat it by itself, so it's not considered a bracha. Why? Fish ain't brach in Kwam, ain't another Chacham in Shem Vashem. There's no Anna. And being that there's no Anna, not a normal thing, therefore you don't make a bracha. For example, eat with a little sugar, then already you know gets a dinner by the adama. And Sefir Ches, he brings down by Topolin, and the rot to be made by the adama, he passes like a sheet by the adama. And Shpur goes to the Rajba, that's not adapted to the Haki, most people. Shivishakal, remember that that is Tzatz, and therefore it's meant to be Adama. And therefore it won't be Adama. Yeah, the remark for his ice, that let's say something which is a suffix. You don't know what it is. You have something co-pairs, which you have a suffix. You know it's ikapri. If it's ikapri, make eights. Not ikapri, make adama. If you have a suffix, what do you do? If it's ikapri, is it eights or adama? So, what do you do? So, the... From our passage, that's sort of what Bracha make. Eitz Adama, you make Repei Adama. What's the reason why you make Repei Adama? It says in the Rishvav Sefalov that even B'diavet can make Adama on Eitz Yitzah. Why Yitzah B'diavet? Because the Maitza, the Nusach Bracha passes. It's Repei Adama. It goes from the ground. Eitz also goes from the ground. There's maybe a little more of a first Bracha, a little Bracha Mever. So therefore, even Supik make Adama Eitz. So therefore, the Maitza, you should go ahead and make, you should make Adama. Because being that it's Maisa, it goes from the ground, therefore the Maisa, you should go ahead and make a Dhamma. And Chayyim points out that Mughal Ram holds that if you make eights on a Dhamma, that call also Yitzah. So he's bothered by, so what's the Maila of a Dhamma of eights? It's a Dhamma, Yitzah, you have a difference, okay. Ram says eights are Dhamma, you also okay. So what's the Maila of a Dhamma of eights? Chayyim says, you should chalak in a Dhamma of eights, eights are Dhamma. So the Dhamma to eights, Pshad, the Bracha is appropriate. Nerva, so eights is a little more specific. Hashenkin, eight star dhamma, really, it's not so appropriate. It's not, it really goes on the ground. It's not really so appropriate. Nevertheless, since it's not mamish a sheker, it's not totally mufko, so therefore, b'diav, you're going to the yoitza. So therefore, it's like the chayadam, therefore, it's betzim is better to make a dhamma over eight. Even if you hold like the monger from the eight yoitza b'diav a dhamma, just because it's not totally mufka from it. Therefore, it's not for the bracha. A dhamma to eight, betzim a dhamma also includes eights. It's also nichol in it. Nervous is not as specific. Therefore, it's better to make Adama as opposed to making eggs. So, more for Zayt, if you don't know what Bracha is, you go ahead and make a Shahakal. Now, when they gave the Shahakal trick, so the Mishru throws in a couple words, it's very, very important. People think, oh, you're not sure, what do I do? Not sure Bracha to make. So just make a Shahakal. Shahakal is only Bracha Klali, besides, if you learn Nilchas Brachas and still have a suffix, so then Shahakal is a Bracha Klali. It's not the Pshat is that you can just make a Shahakal. When it comes to bracha, you're supposed to make a bracha specifically, the bracha maver, you have to make a bracha on the thing which you are making, which you're making on. That which you have to make a shakal, that's if the person learned and stole some brachas, or you can't be mavar, so then the lach is to make a shakal. But the shakal is not something which is a, across the board, the eva just to go ahead and make a shakal. No. No, I think it's a bar. It's just that. What do you mean? No, so it's only if you learn you have a suffix. It's not an idea. It's not a chisaron idea. It's not a chisaron idea. Come out, it's not like this. What do we do? You have a CS mala salt, and you're not like this again. So, okay. Let's make a shackle. Someone who's bad to the suffix, and you go ahead and make a. You want to be the ad there? You eat some stomach. Yeah, yes, we get it. What's saying? What do you say? It's either patter it or first line it. If that's what it is, you have to go and learn it. I don't know. He says, don't eat till you go to the chacham. The Gemara says, don't eat. The Gemara says, yeah, the chitz a chacham. She go to chacham to add a lachet. So you have to. What do you say? Not really, because maybe it's not the bracha on the thing. You still can gain shaka also work at it. So we know you're trying to get the bracha thing. You want to pat the shaka eights and shaka on the eights. Okay, then you're covering all bases. But just to go ahead and just to go ahead and whatever. You know, that's something which will not be okay. The question is, if you learned it and you halak it's a chacham, if I die in the suffix, then we'll make it to make a shaka. It's probably mashu better, right? I'm saying. But placing it, you don't need it. Yeah, so. I think Ali Rabba also laid on this moving example. Ali Rabba said that is, you know, if you could patter it or do something like that, then that, you know, definitely would be a Milo. Yeah, and Reish Gimel brings out that Zingbol Shemakachas Kusurat of the Alachas Bar Priyadama. So who did Makachas Yavish? And you make a Reil Achila, so the Zingbol is the Iker, and you make a Bar Priyadama. So even though Yavish don't make Reich at all, here through the Rikoch makes Reil Achila. Therefore, it goes back to his original bracha. And as Yavish, there'll be no bracha. Once you Makachet it, and it comes back to original bracha. We find by Eges Rach the luck is that even though he misakan de bishul, the luck is that it doesn't get the original bracha. So Mr. Rui says over there because he never got the sticker shame pre. Over here it's a pre, it just have a chesaron, it's not real achila. You go ahead and make it real achila, therefore it's going to go back to its original bracha. So this is what I tell you, maybe, you know, there are a lot of kolam over here in terms of like different rules, in terms of like when with fruits, when you make a bracha on what. I just want to try maybe just in the Saturday a little bit. You know, the various con that we had, and try to, you know, just make a little clarity. Then it'll help me along as I go along. And I started doing this morning, but then, whatever, something came up, so I wasn't able to be mashing it, so we'll try to work as we go along. Fine. In terms of, so you have a pre, the lach is make by pre eights. The only example of that we saw was that, for example, yayin, right? Yayin is something which has a bracha with an atzma, it has a cheshivas, and yayin, the lach is make a gefen, right? We saw a shadow of yayin, because it has to be something which is. So my love wine because it's alcohol content, it's Samechiu. Therefore, there was somewhere around grape juice, and we said, you know, that's not supposed to be like that. And about you make that grape juice would have a chashivas, whether because it was 1 point right to ferment or it's still right, you might say that'll be a lot. Now, if you have a fruit, let's go through the fruits. We're left after we'll get the broccoli pre eight. So, one exception would be wine, right? The six was number one. Exception number two, let's start, is boiser. So voice is like this, if the fruit is not yet ripe yet. So Avelik Mar says, so the taste says like a bonum, if you didn't get to being ripe yet, the lach is going to be bar priyah damo. Why? It's not a pre yet. It's something which grows from the ground, but doesn't have a same pre to it. So therefore the appropriate bracha is going to be bar priyah damo. What's the gedar adavar? Where does it have to reach to? So the chabah goes to the shia, which has to be aspect of Paul Avon. Other Ilanis says Mimishitziu. The Mar brings down the Zimsin Cheruvim and Zaysim, different Shurim. Then we saw the Sheet of the Goyin. The Goyin says Talay Ilanis Amaisis. Talay Ilanis Amaisis. So over there, it doesn't get a Kepri, and it's going to be Kepri Adam. How we Paskin? So in the Be'er Halacha, it seemed to go more like the Sheet of the Goyin, that something which is not yet ripe, it didn't reach a good amount. So then the luck is we're going to say that it's going to be by pre-adam, it's not going to be by pre-ates. And let's say it reached some asus, it reaches pre. So a couple different cases. Let's say it's so bitter it's not right lacha at all. It's a lacha? No bracha. If it's right lacha ideat chak, that we saw Machlekes, the Mechaber seems to hold that it gets its appropriate bracha. Kocherilam, the Chayadim, the Lissachayim say that you make a shakal because being that it's only Rechay Deyat Chak, then he holds that you go ahead and make a shakal. Let's say it's bitter and you sweeten it. What do you say? So it reaches Manayis Maisaris, but it's like bitter, and I go ahead and sweeten it. So Mechaber seems to go, I mean, the Mishavur goes first that if it's Eitz Ba'almi, you sweeten it, you make a Shahakal. It's Simatik Arenim, but Chalas Nishkan Pri. It was never Rei Lachila. And it's so bitter. Elamite sweeten it, just like by Grim, we find the lacha in Matai they are. It's not a pre. You can't create a pre into pre. In other words, if it's a normal way, there's a need to pre by sweetening it always, and there's a surah about it's a pre. Here, it's not the normal way. you see a cloud by Garinim, right? Garinim is not a pre, a sweetness to Shakal. Here also, it's early stage, it's not really lechel, I sweeten it, the lechel is still, it's only going to be shakal because it's not, didn't get to the stage of free. You didn't get to the stage of free. That's something to say to them. And we don't have to see them that, you know, the R, Yesh, Cholkom, and the Alzheim, and say, once you make it right, it's going to be right. So, what's guys over? Before I just the mitzvah of the lechel, Adama. Once you get or the same pre. Once you get the same pre, we have totally better yom kippur at all. Reichli that chak tushita is whether it gets bracha. Don't get bracha. It's not really lach. When you sweeten it, the pashas and mishbu is that it would be shakal, and there are some shitas to say that we not like that. Now there are some situations we have some which is not a daita dachi. It's not the ikker planting of the fruit. It's more das something else. So, if it's something which is not the Iker Pri, it's not that Tzadachi, what's going to be Halacha? Adama, what's the example of that? What do you say? All in, tomorrow is Kafris and all those are Bar Pri Adama. Why are those Bar Pri Adama? Because it's not the Iker Pri and it's not Adai Tzadachi. So, being it's not the. Huh? It's not the Ikapri. Being that it's not the Ikapri, so therefore the luck is that it doesn't get its Ikabrach. Now, let's say you have Olin Tumaris, which a person doesn't do Adai Tachi Bechlal, what's the halacha? As Olin Tumaris are Dait to the Haki, but it's not the Ikapri. If you have Olin Tumaris Bechlal, a person doesn't have Dait to the Haki, what's going to be the Halacha? So that, the Shatzim, I'm aloving down from Big Yosef, in that situation, that's going to be Shakal, because Bechlal is not Dait to the Haki, and it's sort of a Moshe and Shuvah, as the different Lomdus, I want to say that it's only when you mamish don't want it, it's Mafriya, otherwise it keeps his Brach. We'll go to the Shatzim in time. The Shat is that if you have a not Ikapri, which is Adama, and it's not Dait to the Haki, it turns into Shakal. What's like you have an Iker Pri, and you have an Iker Pri, which a person does not Adai Tadachi? What? Yeah. Where are you coming from? What's it? Huh? This case, the thing is, we had a Reish Dalid, the Kinyas Rituvim, so Kinyas is Adat Alecha Chayim, and you make Adama. But the Sadis, which you normally wait, the Imam Shalom, therefore, I would say you make a Shakal. So the Pim Gadim and the other Chayim Rechelik may say that no, that which you say, the Lady Nisha Adat Alechi, if it's not the normal eating it, that's not when it's the Ikapri. During the Ikapri, that's only Svar like in dealing with the Zaitika Ikapri. And during the Ikapri, that was Bechogging between the Taz and Evan Oizer and other Achrenim. That's when you have the Ikapri, but it's not the normal Tzura, that's the Lachi. Does it lose its Bracha or it's not? Pilpulin is a little bit different. Pilpulin is something which. Is a little different thing. Pilpul inside is something which most people chlal never eat it by itself. They always eat it with taruvus. Just sometimes eat it by itself. So over there, that's where the lach is going to be that Shru says when the raspberry goes down, nachas got dark. If no one eats it, it's shakal. Yeah, come on, I got it. You say in a case where no one eats it by itself, it's bechal, not the. No one eats it in that situation. They always eat it with taruvus. So we get a second broth. You never ever eat it like that. One second. You never do like that. Therefore, you know, that will go down one stage, and therefore, it will be Bar Pri Adama. Now we have, one second, we have something which is fruits which are not, if somebody has eaten something, they have no one b'chalal from it, or it's bad for you, it's something shemen, which is maybe right lachila, but if it's mazik you, the luck is that you don't make any bracha. If it's mazik you, don't make any bracha, because the person's not nana from it. We have things which are tougher to the pre, like garinim, so in the chalik, it's in places in Rajba, you say that the garinim it's a gilay in the same pri, therefore you make a bracha on it, or a garinim. Garinim is just a basic cost. Garinim is just top of the pri, and maybe an arla, but in other places you wouldn't make a bracha on that. The Mechaber Paskin is that if it's the Mechaber Paskin is the eights, but it's not really at all, it's going to be shahakal, it's going to be brought we say garinim is going to be brought down. Then we had klipas, which was the machlokes, whether do you say tais is only going by greenim or by klipas. Shur then brought down three shitas in terms of what you do by klipas, whether it's mi'etz, adama, and shahakal. So I just try to go through some cases to figure out what goes into what in terms of food. A lot of these things you have to know the mitzvahs in terms of what people eat it by itself, if you don't eat it by itself. What do you say if a person eats garlic? What is that? You eat garlic by itself, don't eat by itself, it's what? Is garlic like propolin? What's the other thing? What's the side of propolin again? Propolin is something which most people don't eat by itself, eat it with tarubis. Sass, when they adam eat it maybe by itself, if it goes down to adama. If no one eats it by itself, then we say it goes into shakal. So does garlic, does anybody eat it by itself, or it's always with tarubis? Yeah. That's a shackle. No, if no one does it, then it's like kayura and shackle. If ksatz me other meat by itself, then it'll be adama. Right, it's something which is not adama. It turns a shackle. We have pilpul in this that they normally do with taruvis. It should really be shackle. Ksatz me other eat it by itself, therefore it turns into adama. So do I don't know. I never ate garlic. People, how many guys eat? How many people over here eat garlic by itself? Okay, and if it's plain. No one eats it. I would think it's probably shakal. I would think so. I would think it's that like it's something that's not that dachi. Onions. Onion. What we like about onion? Onions. No one eats it plain. Well, let's say raw onions to start that. Shako, let's say it's regular onions. Pop, it's time to eat a regular onion. What do you say? What? I think it's probably shakal, probably. I'm saying chrein.
Yeah, but onion is stupid.
That's part of the soup. I think these all gathered dharma things you put in by itself. What's a lach vinegar? What? Oil. No bracha. Black pepper, right? People put the kids are spit their black pepper in their mouth, right? So you know. I don't think they'll make a bracha, right? Okay, but kaponim, so do you make a bracha in black pepper? Huh? Wait, sir? Huh? So back to something I'm in the not from. What? It's not like a hot black pepper is hot, spicy, and you could like die when you eat it. I'm saying whatever, right? It's like pretty. Let's say you take a. Okay, enough of it. Somebody just take a little coffee. You don't have time to take the make out water, you just like pop a little coffee. that's a lot. No, you don't put any water in. You just take a spoonful and swallow it. Shaka or no bracha? No, but is it bracha or no bracha? Well, think it. And some is no bracha. It's not a thing which a person is nana from. It's not a normal thing. Cocoa. I said cocoa. Cocoa, same thing. Cocoa. Yeah, you just take cocoa and whatever. It's not way too sweet and disgusting.
Kids.
What? What about, okay, what about salt? Let's start with salt. What's the halacha with salt? So salt is meant to be to ruvis. Enjoy it. It's not mazik. It's not like disgusting, right? It's not disgusting. Because lepeh is disgusting. No, black pepper is disgusting, right? Anything which a person doesn't like and is disgusting. Coffee is disgusting, right? It's not salt, right? Coffee by itself is disgusting. Anything which is it's not going to be a bracha. Something which you have something about but no one does like that to achi. Let's say salt would be a good example. That'd be shakal. One second. What else is there? What about avocados? What about avocados? You have avocados by itself? Yeah, avocado. Yeah, okay. So those are delicious. Kibbutz bracha. Olives, I guess, would be by itself. So what's so do people eat? So do people eat it? I'm saying. No, it's basically the government said if you have no one or it's mazikhu, there's no bracha. If it's something which no one eats it by itself, but there is some anah to it, like then the choira will turn into like shackle. If it's right. What other cases do we have? Something which normally right that's poplin. Hot pepper, so that's probably something which what? Decided poplin is something which normally be taruvus. Therefore betzem it should be a shakal. Some people are mulli by itself, therefore it turns into adama. So what I don't know what a case that what type of foods we have like hot pepper is like that? Okay, fine. So maybe you want to say hot pepper. Some people what the truth is a mole eat it by itself, so then it could be whatever. Right. Any other foods I can think of? Okay, I think I was busy to come. Fine. Okay, Mitch, I'm Sunday, we'll go right.